Flashcast. Better. Faster. Less time.
I'm Randy Moggins. This is the Flashcast from the Threshing Floor, and this is a way for me to get out messages that are a little quicker to consume, a little quicker to produce, and a way to get some ideas out in short bursts of energy. For a long time now, I've looked for a way to try and do shows that don't require the kind of preparation and the kind of intensive time that it takes to listen and consume information. So I hit upon this idea of doing what I call a flashcast, which will be anywhere from 5 minutes to 15 minutes long, and will generally have one theme, one little nugget, and it's something for you to chew on. Today I want to talk about water birthing. And that's going to sound like a strange subject. It actually leads into a whole bunch of stuff. And those will be things we'll spin off into the main show. I recently was thinking about this idea of water birthing. Babies born underwater. The mother goes into a bath or a tank or a pool in warm water to give birth to the baby. The baby is essentially born underwater. It's considered to be less traumatic, a more peaceful birth, and less damaging to the tissue of the mother as well. Of course, it's something that has a lot of different controversies around it, but it's an interesting idea if we just look at it for a minute from the standpoint of a metaphor. And that's the way we're going to look at water birthing today. Babies born underwater, their connection to the mother via the umbilical cord delivers oxygen. Thus, water babies don't drown. Their lungs are compressed, they're deflated, they're collapsed. And the more we think about this, we realize that the baby does not yet have the reflex to breathe air. It is delivered into the water, which is a transition from the mother's own uterus into a pool of water. The birthing becomes something that's a natural transition from the spiritual world, which is water, into a natural world where we emerge from water into air. And this is all part of the mystical things that I don't think most Christians have been taught. But we have some cryptic things in the Bible. We've got to sort them out. We're going to do this. In John 3:5, there's a missing piece of information, but let's read it. It says, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." So being born of the Spirit, which is the mother, we are attached to the life force of God. If we remain attached, our new life force gives us the spiritual oxygen. Water and spirit are one. It's a metaphor. Water equals wisdom, protection, peace, safety, nourishment, and comfort. The comforter, the mother, the matrix, the spirit. Our first birth is through Mother Eve. The second is through Mother Spirit in the water of the spirit. Now, if we disconnect, we then move in our own power. And we lose the protection and the wisdom, and we become lunch for the spiritual predators. The connection of the mother is crucial in connecting to Yeshua and the Father. When we are birthed in water, we also become birthers. Male or female, we are moved into spiritual propagation. Remember, there is no male or female in the spirit. John 7:38 says, "He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." I don't think we've considered deeply enough that while these things are metaphors, they have a deeper meaning. The word for belly in John 7:38 here is the Greek word koilia. It means the abdomen, by implication, the matrix, figuratively the heart, the belly, or the womb. Some of you are in warfare. You have fear. You have doubt. You feel like there is no solution. We're going to do an exercise here in the show, a meditation, if you will. And I want you to put aside your religious predispositions, your prejudices, your biases, the things that the church has taught you, You don't listen to the show to get more traditional Christianity. You listen to the show to get fed spiritually, and that's where we're going to go here. We're going to go into a meditation, and we're going to give you a way to reconnect with some power. I want you to close your eyes and go quiet. Take a deep breath. And picture a golden cord coming out of your heart. Get still. Get quiet. Open your heart and picture a golden cord emerging from it. Continue to breathe. Continue to breathe and stay quiet. Picture around you a sphere of water now. Breathe. Now curl into a fetal position. Don't feel uncomfortable. We're reconnecting to the matrix. We're connecting to the mother, to the spirit. Inside this sphere of water is perfect peace, perfect wisdom, perfect grace. Let the Spirit of the Living God enfold you. Breathe in the Spirit. You can't drown. You are connected to the life force of the Father. Rest. Let the rest of God be with you. In the abiding peace. Perfect wisdom. Reconnection to the power of the Son, in whom you do all things. The warfare is outside the sphere. The enemy can't touch you. This is the rest of the living God. This is the peace that passes all understanding. This is the comfort of the Mother, of the Holy Spirit, who lives inside you and emanates as a golden cord in connection back to the Father. Out of your heart flows the living waters, perfect peace, perfect power, perfect grace. stay in that space. Rest there. And feel the connection back. And truly understand what it means to be born of water and to be born from above. May need to go through this a few more times. Feel free to play the audio back again. This is an exercise to try and help you find a reconnection back to the spirit when you're not in peace, when you are in warfare, when you are in doubt, when you are in pain, when you feel like you're separated from the Father. It is the living connection of the spirit, of the water, of going back to the place of connection and understanding in a deep spiritual sense the meaning of rebirthing and of the birthing of the waters. This has been a Flashcast. I'm Randy Moggins of The Threshing Floor. The website is threshingfloor-radio.com. We'll be back again very soon. Flashcast.